the Raiders have an advantage over in Ubley. They've got two really big guys at 6 foot five, and the tallest guy that North Huron has is about 6 foot three.
And Ubley's kind of set up into a man-to-man there. And again, the ball is thrown away underneath now as they try to penetrate. They push up the court to Lothrink. Lothrink goes up and misses it. Nice rebound there by Tony Moravsky. He picks up, pushes it up the court to Saransky. Saransky then gives it to Rice. Rice up the offense at the top. He throws it over to the right side to Jake Saransky. Saransky has it tipped away by the breakout defender Jason Copeland there. It appears to be set up in what is a man-to-man here by the looks of it, Eric.
Yeah, they've got a real, you know, it's because it's around the perimeter, it's kind of a loose one until North Huron proves that they can shoot.
And they've actually got kind of a little mismatch, they got Marshall Lark out here, and Mike Saransky at 6'3", and Saransky has to shoot from up behind the line here, so they're actually pulling the big guy for Ugly out of the paint area, which maybe will open that up to him. Ugly tries to go up the court as they're pressured by North Huron. North Huron gets the steal. They come down and get it inside the paint, work for the shot, but the shot's deflected away by Lothrink. Picked up there by Copeland. Copeland pushes up the court to clear. Clear gives it up to a foul. Lands it up and in off the ground. 7-0. Bearcats lead. Now the full-court pressure. They got him trapped in the backcourt. And we're going to get a reach-in foul there. That's going to be on the Bearcats. And that's going to be on number 12, Brett Cleary. His first, team's first here. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, you said that Lothrink was a big guy, but he's not a slow guy in any means. You could almost put him at the point guard position, and he would easily dominate the league.
And again, as it comes with a full-court pressure, the Warriors to get it in bounds, but they're trapped right in front of their own bench here by Josh White and Adam Bradlett, and they tip it off the Warrior, and it's going to be Ugly Bear. That's another turnover there for the Warriors. White has it underneath. I'm sorry, inbounds underneath to Wayne, who's fouled from behind. And North Huron's going to pick up their first foul, and that's going to go against number 42, Jake Saransky. Bearcats ball again underneath. They set up. Kaufman looks to get inbounds. This time he tries to feed it into a cutting left into the paint, and it's tipped away by North Huron. Ugly ball underneath again. We reset, Eric. Ugly's looking to get it in. Kaufman finds Graz in the corner. Graz swings it to the top. Up to Cleary. Back to Lothrink out behind the three. He's going to shoot the long three. Just as you talked about a little bit ago, you can put him over the point. You can put him out 5-4-3. Maybe you should get into some coaching, Eric.
Yeah, he's a really versatile player, and Ugly has a really good advantage in the league with him.
And he missed that three-point rebound with control well by North Hill. Might bring it down at the top of the key is Saransky. Saransky was stepped in. He throws it over to Mike Saransky. Mike takes it up. No good rebound control by Josh White. Josh is looking for some help. He gets it from Kaufman. Kaufman brings it up the right side. North Huron appears to be in a 3-2 matchup zone. I'm not real sure. No, it's man-to-man here. Eric, what do you think?
I think that was a pretty good player in front with Marshall Lothrink.
I was looking for to tell you what defense North Huron is in there. They look like they're in a zone, but I think they're in a man-to-man, really.
Yeah, I think they're really in a sagging man. They're trying to stop the inside penetration.
And Lothrink took it from the left side of the circle all the way in. Missed the shot, but he's going to get two free shots here, and his first one's up and good. And that is not the gentleman you want to foul. Mr. Lothrink, I believe, is like fourth in the league right now for rebounds, and Ugly, I believe, is leading the league at what you got there for me.
Well, God, you don't want to get Lothrink to the line. He's a 77% shooter, and actually he leads the league in attempts and makes. He's the only one with above a 30 attempts, actually.
And we just jinxed him as he missed the second. That makes it right up, and Warriors push it up the court, but they have it stolen away by Cleary. Cleary now brings it back down the court. He finds Grab underneath, grabs the cuts down the baseline, goes back off the glass, but no basket. He was fouled before the shot. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter at Ugly High School with the Bearcats leading 8-0 over the North Huron Warriors. That's going to be the third foul on the Warriors. The Warriors look like they're getting just a little unhustled. They're like a half a step behind there, Eric. You think they're tired or they're just trying to get the feel for the game, or what's your thoughts there?
You know, a lot of it is from that. This winter break. That's always different things.
And right there, we just saw the half advantage there. Josh White went up, missed it, went back up and got his own rebound, and nobody backed him up from North Huron. So he put it up off the glass, making it 10-0.
Yeah, it's obvious that North Huron is going to have a hard time matching up. position.
Yeah, I think you're right about the winter match, the winter break here. They look like they're just a half a step behind, and the Bearcats look like they're refreshed and ready to go here right now. And that could play an important role down later in the game, where the Bearcats may be a little bit more tired, and North Huron starts getting their wind back.
Well, you know, it's going to be a real interesting deal to see Dice get back in the game. He's still seated because he's got some of the technical fouls, and Coach is really making a point on that.
So when he gets back in the game, that's definitely going to change it. Yeah, being the leading scorer sitting on the bench right now, everybody doesn't have to focus quite so much on him, and they can stick to their tight man-to-man. Father shot taken into play by Michael Fudges. No good. Rebound was controlled by Copeland. Copeland brings it over left to Cope. Gives it over to Lashley on the right side. He tosses it back over to Corey on the left. Brian grabs a cup to the top, takes the three, sends it inside to Josh Wolf. Josh Wolf has to make a move. He loses control. Gets it back. Starts to go back.
Well, this is definitely not what North Carolina needs. They're going to have to get it. They're almost going to need to get a timeout here before it gets too out of hand.
North Carolina with the ball here now. Marshall Lawson tried to step in for the steal. He couldn't get control of it. Then helped up out there by Morawski to get the North Carolina ball back. Now they reset their offense here. And running it out the top for North Carolina is going to be Tyler Preston. Preston throws it over to Kevin Rice. Rice dribbles it around to the top. He brings it back over to Michael Krieger. Krieger throws it back to Rice. Rice down in the corner to Mike Swarovski. Swarovski goes up to be shot. And he's looking in the front to Marshall Lafayette and Jason Cope. And we have about a foot and a half on him. And he traveled. So that's, again, another turnover for the Warriors here. And they've got about how many turnovers already in the first three, what, 4 minutes, 5 minutes?
Oh, they've probably got four or five already. And that's going to be a key factor in if the Warriors have any success tonight.
Probably substitutes in number 14, Austin Drake, and number 20, Brian Wolf for the Bearcats. And right away they come out on the pressure that were being pressed, they're bringing the ball up the court. Also in the game is number 32, Eric Boogs. And any one of these guys are capable of running this up-tempo offense and fast. They also brought into the game Tyler Peruski. Peruski throws the ball down inside. So right side of the ball, he has his shot deflected by North Ham. North Ham brings it up to court. Preston hands it off to Rice. Rice tells his offense what he wants to do. They throw it to the top of the key to Mike Soransky. Soransky looks from inside, can't find anybody. Cutting up to help. Matt is Kreiger. Kreiger throws it outside to Rice. Rice brings it back to the top. Rice dribbles over to the left. Now goes to Trent. He was through away, but a good hustle stay there by Mike Soransky. And Brian Roberts in there and tips it out.
Or you just saying you need to switch to the talk of the thumb cellular. I can hear you clear, gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. Your thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular!
We're back here at Urban High School where we just came from that timeout. And I don't think Coach Turner is going to be real happy with that timeout. He calls the timeout, his players inbound. If they quickly, promptly get a turnover, the ball can't come down the court. Try to break the lock, and Ed Booms is fouled by number 14, Austin Drucker. So number 14, Kevin Rice, picking up his first team's fourth. Booms' first shot is up and good. 13-0, and what do you think the coach had to say there for him?
Well, I know that he wasn't impressed. I know Dave Toner well enough that he was really on his team about an early hustle and getting back in the game with a 13-0 lead that Ubley has. North Huron really have to pick it up.
And in the game for North Huron is Tyler Preston looking at